You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. Early voting for the May 26 primary runoff elections begins today in Texas and runs through this Friday. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick has the details.
Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day during early voting and on Election Day. The Bexar County Justice Center is the only exception to those hours, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There are 50 early voting locations, including at some colleges and universities, community centers, churches, library branches, some city halls, and county precinct offices. And you can vote at any of them. Bring a photo ID and turn off your cell phone before getting in line at a polling site. Heated Republican races for U.S. Senator and Texas Attorney General are expected to boost turnout statewide, but maybe not as much in blue Bexar County. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Texas State Representative and U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico says he will not campaign with Democratic congressional candidate Maureen Galindo if she wins the runoff in the 35th Congressional District. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
In a statement to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, Tallarico said anti-Semitic rhetoric has no place in politics after Galindo made remarks critics have described as anti-Semitic tropes about Zionists controlling the media, banking system, and politicians. Galindo has denied being anti-Semitic and defended her remarks. The runoff between Galindo and Bexar County Sheriff's Deputy Johnny Garcia is set for May 26th. The Democratic nominee will face either Republican State Representative John Lujan or Air Force veteran Carlos de la Cruz in November in a district which GOP lawmakers redrew last year to favor Republicans. The 35th district has less than 10% of its former constituency and no longer includes Austin. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The UT San Antonio School of Public Health has been renamed to the Kate Marmion School of Public Health. The school's dean, Vasan Ramachandran, says the $30 million grant behind the name change is a commitment to public health.
Because people here are healthy, there's a sense of well-being, and that well-being is not just physical, it's also mental well-being, emotional well-being, a sense of community, a sense of art, spiritual well-being, and all that is, you know, what public health is about.
The grant came from the Kate Marmion Charitable Foundation. The public is invited to a town hall tonight on the proposed rate increase by the San Antonio Water System that would raise average residential bills by nearly $19 a month by 2029. The increase is expected to begin this summer if approved. The town hall starts tonight at 6:15 p.m. at the Doris Griffin Senior Center off Loop 410 near Ingram Park Mall. The SAWS board is set to hold a final vote on the proposed increase tomorrow. SpaceX plans to launch Starship V3 from its Starbase launch facility in South Texas this week. The space company says the newly advanced rocket is the vehicle that will help take humanity to the moon and Mars. There will be a 90-minute launch window beginning at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, May 20th. It's the 12th flight of the Starship rocket, but the first for the larger V3, which SpaceX says has many improvements over previous models. The San Antonio Spurs are back in the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2017, as they get set to renew a playoff rivalry with the Oklahoma City Thunder. San Antonio opens the series tonight in Oklahoma City after knocking out Minnesota in six games. The Spurs won 4 of 5 meetings with OKC during the regular season. The Thunder, however, finished with the NBA's best record, and Las Vegas oddsmakers favor the Thunder in Game 1. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m. tonight. The game will be televised on NBC and streamed on Peacock. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio. I'm Marian Navarro.